Well, it seems to me if we're Christians, we shouldn't be ashamed to show it.
It's not a question of being ashamed, but a person doesn't have to go around talking about it all the time.
I agree.
Clearly understand my motives. I fear I have to begin at the beginning. Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, yeah, join in, folks. Sing it. Come on, chant it. Do it, people. You know you need it back. Oh, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Lost Discs radio show is on the air. May 6th of 2006. And, well, this is the kind of excitement we're going to be digging all hour here. Wait for it.
Beep, beep. Ha,
Join in, folks. One more time. Yeah, coming to you live tonight over WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, USA, you know, like they say at the top of the hour there. Hey, they say it at the top of every hour, you know, because there's a law from the FCC. And let's face facts, Alan Weiner is no longer breaking the law with WBCQ. He's part of the system, but still, somehow managing to stick it to the man. But that's what we do here on BCQ, and that's what we do here, especially on the Lost Discs radio show. Coming to you on 7415 kilohertz and theoretically on 5110 kilohertz of your shortwave dial, you know. And here in Connecticut, where we actually have the Lost Discs studios, we're getting a killer clear signal still on the 7415 transmitter from BCQ. And, well, let's see how long that holds out for the hour here. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you want to be in touch with us, you get on the old email thing there and you type it in. Maybe you want to hear something tonight. Maybe I'll play it. Hey, maybe I won't play it. You know, so just lay off, buddy. What's with you? And, well, but then again, I would like you to contact us. So get on the browser thing there and get on the email thing there, whatever it is, and type in lost@wbcq.us. Oh, it's been one of those weeks, folks, where Dr. Doc Brown says he ain't gonna make it tonight. So coming up in just a little bit there, we're gonna have to give a call to Doc Brown and just see what he's really up to. Cause, you know, he gives you an excuse like, well, I couldn't get out of my job at the bowling alley and so I'm gonna have to go down. You know, he's a pin jockey is what he is. He's one of those pin boys. So we're going to give him a call on his cell phone and just see if it sounds like he's in the bowling alley, you know, or if he's doing some other kind of bowling. You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean. So in the meantime, I'm sitting around and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we've got a reputation here, folks, for spinning stuff that did not hit the Billboard charts, underground stuff, flip side, B-sides of stuff. We try to keep it to the 1950s, 60s, early 70s at best. And tonight we're definitely going to hear our favorite style of music around here. Usually is the 60s psych and garage band action. We end up spinning a lot of that, but in Doc Brown's absence and in Joe Stax's absence, see, you know, I could be calling Joe Stax out in Pittsburgh, but we're not calling him because we got to call Doc instead. See, so in their absence, I'm going to be ending up, you know, playing, well, maybe some Squaresville stuff, some novelty stuff, well, some rockabilly. Okay, as well as some 60s action. But, folks, I want to kick it off with a little bit of doo-wop action because we don't do nearly enough of that around here. And you know it. You and I both know it. American people know it. So let's dig a little bit of stuff. And I'll come to you off the original 45s. Where's the label here? The Herald. That's, I remember now. The Herald Records label out of the late 50s here, folks, giving you the Turbans. Thing called Bingo. A lot of people playing bingo on Saturday nights. Well, you can do it with us now.
B-21.
B-21.
I-35.
I-35.
N-19.
N-19.
G-56.
G-56.
O-64.
O-64.
Bingo. Wow. Me and my baby play an old-fashioned game, but the way we play it, it's not the same. You know,
G-26,
O-75,
listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show. And now, you should check us out on the internet. Go to LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. That's right, our website is your cool link to obscure oldies played the way they sound best off of original label 45s. Go to LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. That's discs with a C. LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. Tripod. T-R-I-P-O-D. You know, tripod. Find out the deal behind Jimmy Knight and Dr. Doc Brown. Rate your favorite record label on our Lost Discs poll. Download a classic Lost Discs show and basically just help us stick it to the man. Go to LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. That's LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. Visit us today!
It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
So these are guys who are supposed to be theoretically expert in the, you know, the record industry.
Necessarily a goodie.
Now they up and call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Earl. Now they up and call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Earl. All for meeting brand new women and for taking all the fellas. Call. Joe. Some they call me Mo. Best man is Speedo. He don't ever take it slow. Well, now they up and call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Earl. Now they up and call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Earl. Call me Joe, some they call me Mo. Best man is Peter, he don't ever take it so well. Now they up and call me Peter, but my real name is Mr. Earl. Now they up and call me Peter, but my real name is Mr. Earl. Now they're gonna call me Peter till they call off making pretty girls, pretty girls.
Record was Strictly Squaresville.
Hey, Jim, it's time for a record that really rocks.
You know, the whole music is going real slow in reverse. You know, strange sound.
Lost Discs Radio.
Yes, this is atomic energy at work. Not as a force for evil, but as a force for good. At work as God intended it to be.
Hey, Jim.
Doing it again. Some kind of happiness is measured out in my heart. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me.
Is measured out in you. You think you know it, but you haven't got a clue. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me.
Once again, you could be singing along, folks. It's not going to change. We're in the fade out now. That's right. Ah, oh, you see the... Yeah, that's not the Beatles, man. Yeah, see? That's not... Now, see, that's not... That's not the Beatles. That's the Gods. How appropriate. Here, Here, how appropriate, here on the Christian Media Network, that we should be playing a record by the gods. From the Yellow Submarine soundtrack there. Hey, Bulldog. Yeah, that one sort of rocked, I guess. In spite of the brass section, which was trying to do something with their spit valves. And before that, Steve Lawrence was giving us a Speedo. You know, they often call him... Well, they call him something. I don't know that they're calling him Speedo, but yeah. Covering... I'm trying to think if he may have had that before. No, he's covering the Cadillacs, right? The old doo-wop tune there. Speaking of doo-wop, Steve Lawrence off the Coral Records label. And of course, before that, it was some rockabilly action from Don French. How about it, folks? Don French with Goldilocks off the Lancer record label. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm spinning the original 45 RPMs of this stuff. We got the vinyl. We got the wax. We're doing it for you. We can give you the record number, the label information, the producer, the whole thing of it. You can go look it up if you don't believe me. The Turbans, of course, kicked off that set with Bingo, B-I-N-G-O, but not, you know, the dog song that we ended like, Hey Bulldog. See, that would have been nice if he had started with Bingo, we ended with Hey Bulldog. And if that, see, and if Bingo had been in reference to the dog Bingo, then it would have been worth your while. But no, you know, there's a game that people play. The moment's over. The moment's gone. All right, so what's happening? Oh, there's emails coming in. We're going to have to call that lazy-ass Doc Brown here in a minute. I'm just about to go into a big sneezing fit, folks. So if I'm not back in time, somebody call 911 instead of calling Dr. Doc Brown, please. Let's see. Here it is from Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Getting a perfect signal on 7415 kilohertz of your shortwave. Thanks, Larry. Always good to hear from you. He checks in most nights there, folks, when we're on the air. And good old Chris in East Tennessee also checking in out of East Tennessee. And he says he's really tired and don't play anything slow because he may start slobbering on the pillow and then, you know, he gets in trouble with the wife. And let's see, Captain Ganja. Now, can you dig this action, folks? Good old Ganja is emailing in there from the Club 230s, digging it on his DX398, you know, and he's getting some kilo hemp wattages action there on the Jamba Man of 7415, man. All right, so we're going to be digging some stuff for him. I mean, he was digging that track by the gods, I suppose. Speaking of, you know, the Maharishi. And there's Mike in beautiful downtown Keswick, Ontario. Kyle Minnie's getting 7415 out of 50 decibel over a signal of S9 there, folks. Tonight on his Kenwood TS94DS. Yes, I'm speaking languages now. Is Doc okay, he says? Is he AWOL tonight? Yes, Dr. Doc Brown is not coming in, so we're going to call him right now. Is that all right? Let's do that. Oh, wait. Mike in Keswick, Ontario is going to go do a shot of Jägermeister and then sit back and float back to the 60s. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, I'm going to throw a few more doo-wop tunes in the playlist, though, tonight, you know, because we haven't been doing that for a while. So, Jägermeister, well, it'll do you. It'll do you. All right, so let's get on the phone and see what Dr. Doc Brown's doing, because I know he's doing something, and somebody better be prepared to talk about it. Do we have a phone number for this man? Jesse, do you have a phone number for Dr. Doc Brown?
No.
Oh, my God. All right, let's see. I got a guy trying to get him on the line here. Oh. Right, turn that pot down, Chesty. We don't want it. Nobody wants to hear that dial tone. Hang on a minute. All right, here we go. We're calling him up now. 39, and a thing there. Don't say the number live over the air, Chesty. Like I almost did.
Let's see. Everybody can call Doc then.
You can get that microphone over there if you want, Chesty. Keep that switch on. Let's see if he answers the phone, folks. Let's see. Hello?
Yes.
Dr. Doc Brown, are you on the... Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
You are on the air. Doc, I'm going to remind you right off the bat. Hang on. Can you hear me at all?
Yes, I can hear you.
Doc, I'm going to remind you right off the bat that if you're monitoring this program on the internet...
Yes.
There's a buffering time there. A delay.
Yeah.
So don't be shocked if I'm calling you now.
I understand.
All right. So what's new, man? What's going on? You okay?
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm okay. It's kind of neat doing this from the comfort of my home. I could get used to this.
So you're not down at the bowling alley, like you said you might be.
No. The pinhead is not covering an extra shift tonight.
All right.
The show sounds great so far, though. I can say that. I tried getting in on my helicopter. But I don't understand what all those knobs are for.
What, Ian, what's the story on that Hallicrafters again? How did somebody, like, opened up a garage and said, here you go, you can have this, and...
Yeah, it was basically just, it was a hand-me-down from an old relative cleaning out the attic, and it came my way, but it doesn't have an antenna on it. Is that a problem?
Could be.
Yeah.
No, actually, no.
A lot of buttons. There's one that says BFO, and it appears to slow down time. Like you can make the people who are talking on the radio stations talk slower.
Well, you're
I don't know how it does that.
You're selecting out the sideband there, buddy.
Yeah, BFO. I don't know. But
no, that's cool.
No,
that should have that. What that helicopter is going to have some sort of internal ferrule rod whip or something going on for it. I would think.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's pretty impressive. But it takes like 3 or 4 minutes for it to actually warm up, and you can hear it hum, and the light comes on. I couldn't get any signal there, so I was monitoring things on the internet.
Excuse me.
And you know, it's one of those things where I had no roof in my house for 2 weeks, and I pretty much have about two thirds of a roof now, so that's good. No more blue tarps. And
did you get wet? We had some rain there last weekend, pretty hard here.
It was pretty rough, but you know, not it, luckily we did a good job of tarping it. But there's a 30-yard dumpster in my driveway. That's kind of cool. Dumpsters are cool.
Well, Doc, I have a little...
I filled it up with all kinds of neat stuff.
Hey, Doc!
And
Doc!
Yeah,
hey.
You know, the basic stuff.
Hey.
I have proof. And now, listen, tonight on the show...
Yeah, what do you need?
Tonight would be the perfect night
to
play something from the early Amboy Dukes, from Ted Nugent's early period, just because I have personal verification...
Okay.
100% verification that there is such a thing as cat scratch fever.
Okay, I got it for you. Are you ready? I have it on the turntable.
You do?
Just because, you know, you and I have not done this show for 5 years together and for nothing, to not be able to pick up on a cue. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Yeah,
I got it right here on the mainstream record label. Now, this is going to tie in a little bit with, I don't know how much you want to get into this, but tie in with your situation here tonight and partly why you're AWOL.
Right,
and that's okay. You know, we're cutting you some slack.
It's not as bad as hemorrhoids, but it's almost.
We're cutting you some slack there, Doc, from the Church of the Subgenius tonight.
Okay.
So we got your Amboy Dukes, and this is a song written by Ted Nugent, right? Because you need a little pure Ted Nugent action, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
I got it for you. Hang on. This is an instrumental too. I think it's really gonna scratch your itch.
Nice.
Here we go. Stand by, folks. Coming off the turntable as we speak. Oh, yeah. It's coming. It starts kind of slow, Doc. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right. Here we go. You can talk over this if you need to, Doc.
Yeah, it's definitely not Wango Tango.
Definitely not. See, here it comes. Now, put the levels up a little bit. I think Nugent's going to go into a wicked solo here, man, so be careful. Scratchy. Can you hear that okay, Doc?
I can. I feel like jousting.
You feel like what?
Jousting, like with these like knights in shining armor.
This is the best I could do on short notice, man.
We'll be right back. City Madman.
What's that, man?
Motor City Madman.
Yeah, man. All right. Yeah, well, this is not without its lysergic qualities.
Yeah, it's
all right. I figured, you know, we could talk over this if we needed to. You get the idea, folks. Do you want to go into any of your situation there, Doc? Why we had to play a record by Nugent tonight, man? You want to make something up fast?
No. You see, there's certain songs, you know, that they tell a story and stuff, and Nugent did that song, Cat Scratch Fever. I always thought it had something to do with, like, a girl or something, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
But apparently, maybe we need to get the Buster there from the One Stop Shop and Drop. Maybe we need to enlist his services for another safety tip. And this one would involve, if you do encounter two cats that are fighting with each other and trying to kill each other.
Yes, sir.
First of all, you know, use your feet to try and separate them, not your arms.
Yes, sir.
And if you do get them separated, definitely don't lean down and hiss at the one that's backed into a corner. And then try to kind of whap at it like in a cat-like motion with your arm to get it to go away. That's my only advice. That's probably just about all I have to say on the subject. Johnson & Johnson's Band-Aids and gauze come in pretty helpful for the, you know, Neosporin for the first few hours, but then the treatment gets a little more intense. That's about all I can say.
Well, perfect timing there with the end of the record, Doc. I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know what I'm doing even when I'm not there.
If you, I understand. You do, man. If you had anything more to say, I'd have to put the record on in reverse, which is what I'm doing a little bit of right now.
Well, no, that's it. That's all. That's it. It's a safety tip. Just be careful. Apparently, cat mouths and cat teeth can contain germs that human antibodies don't necessarily easily combat. And once those get in your system, some serious swelling and infection and abscess can occur rather rapidly.
All right, Doc. Well, I tell you what. We're going to let you recoup. Now, you want to stay on the line here for the rest of the show?
Oh, sure, I can. I mean, I may not say much. I may just put... I'm kind of like in the background, you know?
Yeah. Well, all right. That's cool. I'm going to have to turn the turntable down here. Hang on.
I think you still have about 9,482 minutes left on the calling card, though.
Yeah, well, stand by. Yes, although you're local, so that didn't matter anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's not like Joe Stack. You know, when we call Joe Stack, somebody's got to fit that bill.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying? Right. You know, so anyways, all right, let's do it. Now, Doc, we were sort of, we're going to do some more of that kind of...
The crap stuff.
Coming out of action. There is definitely some crap coming up. There's definitely some novelty 50s stuff coming up. Y'all should stand by about that. So what's coming up now is a little bit more doo-wop action, and then we'll get to some Squaresville stuff. And, you know, who knows what lies ahead? Folks, people have done it. They've got on the email lost@wbcq.us. And y'all could dig this kind of action, I'm sure, if you really try. Tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, May 6th of 2006.
I love to see you do up, yeah. I don't know, baby, how you do up. Oh, how you do me when you do up, yeah. I love to see you do the do up. Come on, baby, do the do up. Yeah. We have a ball when you do up. You make us fall when you do up. Now I know why the fellas all, when they see you get out, when you shake, they all say, just to keep on a shaking hand. Just groove it, mama, and do up. Just soothe it, mama, and do up, yeah. again. Just let me see you do the doo-ba. Now I know why the fellas all, when they see you get out, when you shake of their horses, just to keep on a shaking hand. Oh, 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 oh,
B C Q.
Why worry about morals and spiritual values? Why not go with a couple of guys who claim to have the answer?
Are you crazy?
Magazine in the media, honey. Server, and it says, this time, Ricky's middle, they're all snap, but my, I mean, what?
Man, take this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad. Blue suede drapes, wall-to-wall television, lampshades, plaid light bulbs, overstuffed couch with feathers from Birdland.
Perhaps at some time or other, you have heard on your radio buzzing or whistling sounds which seem to come in rhythmic patterns.
Hey, why don't you send us an email? L-O-S-T at W-P-C-Q.U-S. L-O-S-T at W-P-C-Q.U-S.
Come on!
Gotta email us.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right now.
Email us.
Woo! Get on the computer.
Yeah, email us.
We're on live tonight.
Lost at WBCQ.
Email us.
They don't do things that way anymore. This is the age of science know-how. Electronal marvels.
Hey, you guys, you still wearing them baggy pants with the cuffs? Baby, where did you get those shoes? Man, you are something else.
I beg your pardon. Do you know who we are?
We're in with the out crowd.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the out crowd with you. We're in the out crowd.
Japanese terms, we say kissing causes germs. Dad and Mumsy think we're swell. We behave so very well. Oh, we're in the out.
in the park and get home before it's dark just to watch our favorite show. Lawrence Welk's the greatest, you know. Oh, we're in the Out Crowd, we you. We're in the Out Crowd, we you. We're in the Out Crowd.
Get it now then, go!
Iris, are you really going out tonight?
Oh, yes, I'd take it out Frida, the librarian.
Oh, I hear she's brilliant.
Oh, she's brilliant, but she's not a genius.
Oh, we did waltzing and ballets in the Out Crowd, that's the craze. You may say that we are square. We're the greatest, we don't care. Oh, we're in the Out Crowd.
Lost Discs Radio.
Naturally, some of the kids are going to think we're way out of orbit. But maybe it's just the other way around. Maybe it's the other kids that are square sometimes.
See you, miss me, well you're gonna see you, love me, cause I'm gonna love you too. Don't care what you told me, I'm gonna see you, oh me, well you're gonna see you, love me, cause I'm gonna love you too. After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all, it's a sad end, and I don't care what you told me. See you, hold me, well you're gonna see you, love me, cause I'm gonna love you too. You're gonna tell me sweet thing, you're gonna say my heart sing, well you're gonna make those bells ring, cause I'm gonna love you too. After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all, it is a hand, and I don't care what you told me. See you, hold me, well you're gonna see you, love me, well I'm gonna love you too. You're gonna tell me sweet things, you're gonna hear those bells sing, well you're gonna hear my heart sing, cause I'm gonna love you too. After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to book you. After all, this is the end.
Not know that his friend, so-called, had duped his Coca-Cola with an all-but-lethal dosage of LSD.
Here's another one in a row. Planet Radio.
7-4-1-5.
You don't care.
Do we have to ignore?
Lost Discs Radio.
Why not go with a couple of guys who claim to have the answer?
I'll find time to love you, leave it up to me. But it may take longer than you think, so you might as well agree. I've got more important things to think about than you. You can live without me, make it on your own. Others have before you, girl, you're not so all alone. I've got more important things to think about than you. There's a time, there's a place.
Something was going on there with backward masking.
Stuff, I guess. Incredible sounds there of John Fred and his Playboy band. Yeah, well, we all know about John Fred and his Playboy bit, right, Trixie? Trixie, y'all don't tell her I was going to see if she could get him up with it. All right, yes, it's true. That's the guy that did Judy in Disgust. Judy in Disgust with glasses. That is... All right, check the mics. The mic. Yes, the mic's up. Oh, my gosh. Well, Dr. Doc Brown is on the phone with us here, and the mic is up on his phone. And, Doc, it's been about a year now that Doc, it's been about a year since we lost John Fred of his Playboy band fame. And, Doc, are you on the phone there with us?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm going to have you on speakerphone now. It's a new invention.
Yeah. Well, that's better for the quality, I'm sure, for the audio. Yes, Doc, you know, let's see. What else was in that set there? The Oxfords before that off of the Mala Records label. I think it's the Mala label. Yeah, John Fred and his Playboy band, of course, on the Paula Records label. The Oxfords there with Time and Place.
Have you
on the Mala label?
Have I ever done the Judy in Disguise dance for you guys?
Is that kind of like the Sylvester Twist?
Yeah, exactly. It goes perfect. It's the perfect song to do the Sylvester Twist to.
We'll get that going next time you're over.
Right. I'm doing it right now, but it doesn't really play well on the air.
Yeah, we got to get that video camera hooked up sooner or later. John and Robin and the In Crowd there off the ABNAC label with You Don't Care before that. And the Hullabaloos with I'm Gonna Love You Too. And, of course, before that, of course, it was the Squares. You see, we had John and Robin and the In Crowd. And then we had before that the Squares giving us a song called The Out Crowd. You see, that's just because that's how it goes on Lost Discs Radio Show. We're working hard for you tonight. The emails keep pouring in and we don't have time to read them. Frankly, I'll give you that much. We'll go real quick here.
I sent you about eight.
What's his name? Yeah, and you were wrong every time, buddy. I hate to break. I don't know what you're hearing, but you were wrong on whatever you were talking about. Hey, Doc, that guy Doug in New Mexico says that VFO switch on your Halicrafters is just like having an extra tit on your radio. That's all it is, he says. It's like an extra tit.
An extra what?
Tit. You know, T-I-T, tit. And then Frank in North Carolina says, you guys are Jim tonight. Thanks there from North Carolina, Frank. And good old Ken and Marlene say, if you've got some Jägermeister, go easy on it. All right? It'll make you talk funny. Speaking of talking funny, these guys are talking funny. Before the hour is out, we're going to go out on a little bit more doo-wop action here tonight, folks, live on May 6th of 2006. For the Lost Discs radio show, the incredible sound of the Rays with the Elevator Operator. Dig it, folks!
Basement! come on in and join the fun.
We're getting close to that top of the hour I do thing, you know. You know how we all are all very uncomfortable about that.
Yes.
Lost Disc Radio, WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's going to do it for us here on WBCQ for May 6th of 2006. The incredible sounds of Duane Eddy in the background going to have to take us out tonight for the Lost Discs radio show. Say goodnight, Dr. Doc Brown.
Good night. I'm going to go play with my knob.
Now you know how Joe Stacks feels, Doc.
Now I know that Joe has heard everything I've said about him in between the song. Like, me not, like, I don't know. I had some wacky notion that, like, the show was the phone, was the show. I don't know. Now I get it.
Yeah, the weird thing is this is supposed to be the after hours, but I don't know. It's so close to the top of the hour. This might actually end up going out over the air.